Tissue samples from endangered species will now be stored at the Museum of Natural History under a new agreement with the U.S. Park Service. The museum already freezes its own samples taken from whales, butterflies, and other creatures in 7 cryovats. They look like giant stainless steel thermoses, except they're not filled with coffee. They're filled with liquid nitrogen. George Amato, director of the museum's Sackler Institute for Comparative Genomics, says the lab can store 1 million tiny specimens.
It's another advantage, actually, of this kind of collection. You couldn't have 1 million dinosaur skeletons in this room.
Which is why the museum has plenty of space for samples from the nation's parks. Bert Frost, the Park System's Associate Director for Natural Resource Stewardship and Science, says DNA from the Channel Islands fox and the Hawaiian goose will eventually find a home here.
The genome of the animals and the plants that we collect are going to be here not only for the short term, but for the long term. And that's what the National Park Service is all about preserving our natural and cultural heritage in perpetuity.
By storing the DNA, Frost says scientists could learn how to help these endangered species from becoming extinct, but he warns there's still no technology for bringing them back to life. The Park Service lists 397 endangered species in 195 national parks.